Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the show, Mr. President.
Thank you, Dave.
My name's Regis.
Okay.
Now, Mr. President, you're here to raise money for Alzheimer's awareness. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
I'm here to raise money to help find a cure for Alzheimer's because I have what's called a vested interest, Dave.
Regis.
Okay.
All right then, Mr. President. Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Question one for $100, usually an easy one, don't worry. The USA is an acronym of the following phrase: the United States of A, Israel, B, Armenia, C, Iran, D, America.
Ooh, tough one. Looks like I'm going to have to phone a friend.
Good one, Mr. President.
Yeah, no, seriously, though, I'm going to need some help here.
Okay. Who would you like to call?
Let's try Mitch McConnell.
And where is Mitch calling from, Mr. President?
He's calling from right here in the United States of America.
The United States of America.
Yeah.
Well, before we start the clock, would you care to explain how Mitch McConnell, a Republican, is on your list as a phone-a-friend?
Well, you see, Sam.
Regis,
it's true that Mitch and I are both in different political parties, but it's important for us all to remember that although he may be a Republican and I may be a Democrat, at the end of the day, we're both members of the Uniparty.
We have Mitch on the line now, Mr. President, and your time starts now.
Mitch, the U.S. acronym of the following states: A, Irania, B, Armani, 4, Iraq, 7, and Iraq.
Sorry, Joe, I didn't quite catch that. Can you repeat it?
The USA, Iraq, is the final phase. The United States, Israel, 2, A, Armenia, C, Irash, if the foot has the Himalayas.
Joe, I have no idea what you're saying.
For Christ's sake, Mitch is asking you what the A in USA stands for.
Oh, that's easy. It's...
Mitch, are you there? His connection must have froze or something.
Give me the 50-50.
Mr. President.
Say, give me the 50-50, damn it.
All right, computer, take away two wrong answers and leave Joe with the correct answer and one remaining wrong answer.
Well, okay, I was leaning towards Armenia, so now I really don't know what to think.
I mean, you could always ask the audience.
And let a public vote make an important decision? I don't think so, pal.
Well, you know, most people find it a pretty useful lifeline, so...
Just shut up and let me think for a second. Think, Joe, think. The United States, the U.S. That's the United States and the U.S., USA. That's it. The answer is A. A, final answer.
Joe, you had $0, and I'm afraid you still have $0. It's the wrong answer. It is, of course, the United States of America, not the United States of Israel.
You sure about that?
And now, from Times Square, it's that Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Honey and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Tonight, she ranks higher than most admirals and generals. K.T. McFarland. He's a tax-collecting good guy. Harris Patel. Sketch comedy from Penn Holderness. Biden and Trump play millionaire. And in the spotlight, it's the sweet sound of Lainey Wilson. Now, from Times Square, where the Staten Island Ferry Hawks sport a starting first baseman with more World Series rings than the Yanks and Mets first baseman combined. Here's the...
All right, yeah, welcome.
Do you have the That Kevin Show mug? It is what I drink my coffee and adult beverages in. I'm not going to tell you which is which tonight. But do you have a chance to win one of those? Send your email, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. We will be naming the winner of a new That Kevin Show mug tonight. Yes, that you've got something right, David.
It's a miracle.
I know. Don't be shocked. You did it. You did it well.
I'm shocked.
I just found out that what David said there in the open is true. The Staten Island Ferry Hawks, which is an independent, it's not even part of the Major League AAA, AA farm system. It's an independent minor league team that happens to play its home games on Staten Island, which, you know, for all the Colin Jost and other people that come from there, it's a remarkably normal place. Love the people of Staten Island. But the Ferry Hawks have just landed Pablo Sandoval, who just came from the San Francisco. He just got cut by the Giants. But he's a three-time World Series champion and a former World Series MVP. And I thought, I wonder. So I looked at the Mets and the Yankees starting first baseman, and they have, between the two of them, they have one World Series ring. Staten Island Ferry Hawks first baseman, three World Series rings. So it's kind of a cool little, if you go out to Staten Island, enjoy the Ferry Hawks and get some World Series style baseball, at least from the first baseman. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Now, the cold open there, Forgetful Joe, he really is. That's not, I wish that I could say that's entirely just a parody. That obviously is. That was very well done by Dr. Flozadic. But the humor in that is that it is linked to an actual man who acts that way in real life. And we got no better example of that this week than finally his reaction to what Iran did last weekend. You know, they fire 500 missiles, close to 500 missiles, them and the Yemenis and the Lebanese and the agents of Iran in these countries firing all of these missiles. Every one of them just about gets shut down. A lot of countries came to the aid. The U.S., the U.K., France, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. These were not countries that had ever stood with Israel before, but they did this time. And by the way, kudos to President Trump and the Abraham Accords for making this, you know, spirit of cooperation even possible. That's incredible. But you have good old Joe in the moment last weekend go to Bibi Netanyahu and go, oh, okay, let's just call it a win and go home. To which Bibi Netanyahu's going, get this guy out of here. So all week long, everybody's wondering, is Joe Biden going to respond? Is there going to be something that he's going to do? Because the U.S. was pulled into this. We had some level of response that we could take on ourselves. And Israel is kind of our most important ally. Well, lo and behold, Israelis, and I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. They did one little response. They went in and they dropped some very precise missiles right on the nuke research place that Iran has deep inside of Iranian territory. Not like those missiles that were coming out of Iran to Israel going, I don't know where I'm going, but I got shot down. Now, Israel, dead of night, with no other countries evidently knowing about it, got missiles and payloads into research facilities and military targets. I hope it's just the beginning. I think that there should still be a very large response from Israel on all of this. I'll ask Katie McFarland about this when she's with us in just a bit. But that was after Joe Biden had been, hey, take the win. You know, you got to take the win. So what was Dementia Joe going to do when he had a chance to respond, well, we saw it on Friday. In response to the unprecedented drone and missile attacks, Joe Biden announced new sanctions on the Iranian regime. New sanctions. New sanctions are going to be really, really tough. You know why? They're actually not going to do anything. They don't target any of the industries of Iran, and they don't target any of their energy sector. And Joe Biden has personally made Iran a $100 billion beneficiary of commerce and things over the last 3 years. These sanctions are a joke. But then again, so is most of the mental capacity of the president. So that's what we're stuck with tonight. Dementia Joe and his sanctions. Gavin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Very glad to have you back with us live from Times Square. It's Kevin McCullough and That Kevin Show. And I'm always pleased to have my next guest because she's just one of the smartest people on the planet. That's why so many people want to know what she thinks when major issues go down in the foreign policy and national security arenas. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome once again, KT McFarland. Hello, lady.
That's great to be with you. Thanks, Ted.
Last weekend, you know, I, like everybody else, got sucked into a news headline about, 4:30 in the afternoon and ended up being kind of glued to ongoing coverage through the evening. First, it was 100 missiles or maybe drones, and then, you know, they were going to be able to fight it off with David's sling and the Iron Dome. And next thing I know, it's the next morning, and it was hundreds upon hundreds. They came from Iran and Yemen. Other proxies were involved. But we also had a pretty good coalition that came to Israel's aid. And the next morning, KT, I wake up and read that my president has strong-armed Benjamin Netanyahu and said, oh, good job there. You fought them off. Now don't do it again. Now don't respond because we don't want to escalate this. KT, I don't think that the Iranians or really any of the Islamic enemies of Israel really respect anything except strength. So how does Bibi Netanyahu keep the USA happy and send a message of strength to those people that oppose him?
Well, that's the conundrum, you know. Netanyahu and the coalition, which I was surprised, frankly. I was surprised that Joe Biden had the United States enter that coalition. United States, Britain, Saudi Arabia, amazingly, France, Jordan.
The Princess of Jordan shooting down 5 missiles all on her own.
It's incredible that they were able to do it and they were willing to do it. But here's the problem. Netanyahu, yes, Israel has to respond for a whole lot of reasons, militarily, as well as sending the message, as well as destroying deterrence. But Joe Biden said, don't you dare. You know, if you respond, you're going to do it alone. America's not going to be with you next time. So it puts Netanyahu and all of Israel in a terrible position because on one hand, they need to do it for their own, you know, survival. And on the other hand, if they do it and Joe Biden walks away and leaves Israel alone and stranded, then Israel has a really hard, if not impossible, time because Israel needs American intelligence. It needs American weapons to resupply the ones Israel's using. And Iran may have had this barrage, but guess what? And maybe 99% of them were shot down. Iran probably has 3-5 times that many that it can launch again. So Iran says, Israel, don't you dare. We're really coming back after you. And Joe Biden says, Israel, don't you dare. We're going to do it alone. You're going to spend yourself alone. I think Netanyahu is just in this horrible position. And what I worry about is that Iran, knowing that they can push Joe Biden around, knowing that Biden is going to do anything to get those Muslim American, anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-Iran voters in Michigan to vote for him, that they'll have some. They'll have a crisis. They'll probably have it in the middle or right before the Democratic Convention in July. And then Israel's in a conundrum because does America help them? Does Israel go it alone? I mean, I just think that what they need to do, Israel needs to do something. They have every plan on the shelf ready to go at a moment's notice. Do something that maybe doesn't involve any potential loss of life, cyber attack, for example. Understand that if you do go back into Rafah and the West Bank, or Gaza, Joe Biden is probably going to abandon you. And then just stay alive long enough to have a different president who will come in and have Israel's back. Because if Joe Biden is faced with, let's say, massive demonstrations in Chicago during the Democratic Convention, you know, that pro-Palestinian, pro-Iran demonstrators come and lock up the airport, lock up the streets, lock up the hotels, just like the Democrats, anti-war demonstrators did in 1968. You know, Joe Biden can have a real, he can have a real problem on his hands because all he cares about is winning re-election. All those guys, this is Obama's guys. This is Obama's third term. They all they want to do is win, and they'll do anything to win. They'll subvert the Constitution. They'll just do anything to win. And so would they abandon Israel in Israel's most critical moment of need? I don't know the answer to that. They might. And is that a risk Israel can take? I mean, I just say, Israel, do what you got to do now, but understand that the cavalry will be coming with a new president, and just stay alive until then and don't risk having Joe Biden. Don't give Joe Biden an excuse to dump you.
Well, there's been a lot of conflicted thoughts that I've been kind of mulling through this week. And let's start with the top of the list. Joe Biden paid for the attack on Israel in the pallets of cash that he's released. The Obama administration was sending pallets of cash. As soon as Joe Biden got into office, he thought it was appropriate to begin that process all over again. And I don't think there's any argument that can be made, KT, that if he had not been sending Iran that money, that October 7th wouldn't have happened and that this last week wouldn't have happened. Am I wrong?
No, you're completely right. But when the pallets of cash, that's chump change compared to what Biden...
Well, and opening the oil markets and everything else. But this is what I'm getting at.
The goals of the sanctions. Now, remember...
Joe Biden is funding the Iranian efforts, and now he's telling Israel that they're not allowed to respond. Like, why aren't our lawmakers calling out the administration on their distinctively pro-Iranian viewpoint in this conflict?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the moral courage of the people in Washington, D.C., of either party. but one thing that I think is it's going to get worse, Kevin, because, so for example, the Biden administration is considering what kind of sanctions. Do they do any sanctions against Iran? They're more concerned with getting China mad at them because Iran sells its oil to China. And so it's not just the pallets of cash. It's not just the high price of oil, which the Biden administration has arranged. But it's the ability of Iran to continue the cash flow. They're continuing to sell oil to particularly to China. And as long as Iran continues to do that, they've got the money coming in the door, and they've got the ability to pay for a really expensive war. Now, the estimates are it's $100 billion Iran has gotten enriched thanks to Joe Biden and his policies. $100 billion. They're making $60 billion a year selling oil to China and other countries in evasion of any kind of sanctions that Joe Biden has refused to enforce. So they can keep fighting for a really long time. Well, and you've got to have the cavalry has to come in at some point, or really the future of the state of Israel, I think, is very much in doubt.
Well, and to think that when you and everybody else in the 45 administration left office, that that country was broke, that they were at a very different posture at the negotiating table when it came to their nuclear program. I kept thinking on Saturday, KT, what if those drones had small nuclear payloads on them, which I think that they would be capable of carrying if you had the technology in its miniature form, finely tuned and well enough developed. I was seeing pictures of basically Star Wars happening above the area of Jerusalem. And when you looked at the screen, it, like, that didn't bring any comfort to me that we were knocking them all down, because I had never seen that kind of attack be launched against the city of Jerusalem or the city of Tel Aviv like that. And yeah, thank God we got almost all of them. But I don't think the Iranians are going to be satisfied with this attack. We're coming right back with KT McFarland for just a few more minutes.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This, I am so honored to call my guest, Keith McFarland, a friend, but I am so honored that she gives her time to help us understand these things even in greater finite detail. KT, on, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday morning of this last week, I was listening to some local talk radio in the New York area, and I heard something I had not heard before. And that was that Ryan Zinke, a congressman from Montana, was on a show speaking about the cooperation of Russia, China, and Iran in the fact that they have now exchanged technologies, that they have now visited and exchanged and kind of collaborated on a series of tactics, and that they have even entered into training exercises together as three nations that are kind of equally bent on bringing down the West. I don't know if anybody else in the country heard that interview, but that was new information to me on the level that it was being said. And that sounds an awful lot like an axis of evil from the World War II era. Where are we at with the global divide? And you see a lot of stuff written on social media about Joe Biden dragging us closer and closer to World War III. But when I hear Iran, China, and Russia doing joint military exercises, it starts to kind of sink into me.
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, the difference is that in the Cold War, the United States had the dominant economy, so we were able to bankrupt the Soviet Union with our technology and with our financial clout. In World War II, you may have had the United States fighting the Allies fighting an axis of evil of Italy, Germany, and Japan, but you didn't have Japan sharing training exercises with these guys. It's just we really fought two front wars, not three bad guys arrayed against us. And so the new axis of evil is very real, and it has every intention of destroying the West, the Western one, democracy, the world order. They want to be in charge. They're thugs. They're bullies. They're all over again. But how do you defeat them? In a lot of ways, it's right within our grasp. That's what's so frustrating is we could do it. And I believe sincerely that the energy weapon that we hold and the technology weapon that we hold, you know, we have enough energy, oil and natural gas, to power the world, especially with natural gas, cleanly, safely, securely, and cheaply for hundreds of years, but President Biden won't let us use it. If we were to do that, if we were to implore, if we were even just take the handcuffs off the American energy industry, what do? They produce more than enough for us to be energy independent, and they produce enough to be energy dominant. So the United States, think about it, we become the new Middle East. We become the new energy source of the world. What does that manage to do to that axis of evil, the axis of evil? It bankrupts Russia because they need high oil prices and oil exports to fund all of their nefarious activities, including the war in Ukraine. It bankrupts Iran, which needs the oil revenues to pay for its wars in the Middle East and terrorism. And it puts China in a very different position. China is one of the most energy needy countries in the world. They have to import energy. They're importing it now from Iran, other places. But what happens if the United States is the world dominant energy supplier? That gives the United States enormous political and economic and every other kind of leverage on China. So the way you deal with the new axis of evil, which is intent on our destruction, is you beat them at the economic and technology game.
Well, I only hope that that's possible, KT. I mean, we've talked about a lot about this window of time that we're in. If these guys decide to take action before November, before January, before Trump can even get back to office, what do we do?
Well, let's just pray to God that doesn't happen. But I do believe that this is that we're entering a window of opportunity for the bad guys. And they know that it's a narrowing window. And if they look at Donald Trump, who they've had to deal with him before. They know he's one mean, tough guy. And they know that what he's going to do is use the energy weapon, as I've described. They also know they've dealt with Joe Biden, and they pushed him around for 3 years, and they want to continue to push him around. So they're going to look at this narrowing window of opportunity, and maybe they decide, oh, now better now than never. Maybe we won't have a chance. Maybe they don't. It doesn't matter because we have to behave the same way. Whether they decide to go or not, we've got the president we've got, and we're going to have him until he's replaced by a new and much better and much stronger and more America-first president. And so I think the United States just does what we do best, which is to try to have a democracy that's a thriving, functioning democracy. That's why what you're doing, Kevin, I mean, you're on the front lines. You and every other person who's got the courage to step up in the national public debate and give the truth. Because, you know, mainstream media isn't doing that. The Democrat Party isn't doing that. A lot of the leaders of the Democrats, they're not doing it. Joe Biden certainly isn't doing that. And so it's incumbent upon you, as you and people like you, to have the courage to stand up.
KT McFarland, as always, thank you for your time.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. Programming note, big show still straight ahead. Next hour, Paras Patel, who plays the character Matthew in The Chosen. He's the very first character that's introduced in The Chosen series. He is going to be with us. We've got an exclusive sit down. Very, very just blown away to get Paras on the show. He's been the one guy that's been on the Chosen show that we haven't had a chance to talk to that I've really wanted to, and so just excited to have him on. And then we've also got some great sketch comedy coming at the top of the hour. Of course, Assignment Desk Weekend. We're going to break down all the headlines that we need to poke fun at. But, you know, you had Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, star of the show. Former President Trump takes his turn coming up after the top of the hour. So you don't want to miss that. I'm sure it's going to be totally fair, not rigged at all. We'll see. And Penn Holderness has some spoofing of some airlines tonight, all straight ahead. Now, we've been telling you for the last number of weeks that we are giving away one of these beautiful, beautiful coffee mugs every single weekend here at That Kevin Show. And tonight is no exception. Here's how you win this, by the way. You send us your email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com, and when you do, you're entered into the drawing to win one of these mugs. Now, if you register once, you're registered to try to win every week from now till the end of 2024, because we're giving one away every single week. So tonight's winner will just be one of several, but if you register now, you can still win. You still have like 38 chances to win, 39, 40 chances to win between now and the end of the year. So please send us the email, thatkevinshow@gmail.com, and get ready to claim your fancy mug. And we've got two different versions. We've got the black one like this, the beautiful glossy black with the white logo, and we've also got one that's white with a black handle, black inside, and the black logo on top, and you can take your pick of which one you would prefer when you register. It's just super easy to do. So just send us your email to thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. By the way, if you want to get your own, we've got a whole a wonderful little online shop I'd love for you to visit called thatkevinstore.com, thatkevinstore.com, and if you go there, you will be able to see for yourself all the great things. We've got hooded sweatshirts. We just got everything possible. So just go check that out, thatkevinstore.com. Now, it's very important that you stick around, because in the next hour, we are going to fully explore the character of Matthew. And we've got Lainey Wilson, who's coming up in the spotlight in just a moment, and some more fun. Next week, I want to tell you about this. The combined talents of Rebecca St. James and the music group For King and Country, who have been in our new music spotlight every year for the last 3 years. They've made it four times, in fact, nominated for Song of the Week, four times for King and Country. Their family, the Smallbone family, that's the name of their family, came from Australia to America, but who knows the real story as to how it happened? That is the subject of the movie Unsung Hero. Unsung Hero, the new movie that's out from the Smallbones that is coming out in theaters very, very soon. I wanted you to have an opportunity to take a look at the trailer. Next week, we interview the mom, Helen Smallbone, what it was like to raise these music superstars in her home, and what was it like to be a, you know, two-continent family, go from Australia to America back to real stardom for the kids, because they've all just done really super well. Well, we're going to have an exclusive one-on-one with Helen Smallbone next week, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope you will be here for that as well. But I wanted you to see the trailer for the upcoming movie Unsung Hero. Take a look at this. My place in this world.
I lost tour back home. I lost a lot of money.
How can we say goodbye to everything that we know and love?
This is my last chance. I want to do something that matters.
However you guys feel about being here, we need to pray for everything that we need. But this becomes
harder than it seems. But look around you. Your family, your faith. That's what makes you rich in life.
Welcome to Nashville, y'all.
I don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring. This is our exciting adventure. Together.
Fire! You have been given a beautiful voice.
She's a special one, David. Trigger's getting other folks to see it. Does anybody really care what a 16-year-old girl thinks about God?
I'm trying to protect her, and it will never be enough.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back. And giving in
It's not an option. We've got to fight our way forward.
Your family? They're not in the way. They are the way.
It's a lot to live out your dreams. Hard work and sacrifice. I train this to be like you. You're my hero, Mom.
Are y'all from England?
Australia. Australia. I wish I had an accent.
Looks like it's going to be just a great film. April the 24th, it will be in theaters. And go see it, Unsung Hero. By the way, we forgot to mug our winner tonight. It is Paul Landelius from Cape Coral, Florida. Paul has written in and requested one of the mugs, and because he was drawn tonight, he will get to choose the mug of his choice, either the black one with the white logo or the white one with the black logo, and in whatever circumstance, he will get to enjoy it from that point forward. And if you have yet to be mugged yourself, you can send us your email to register. Just send us an email at thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Put mug in the subject line, and then let us know in the body of the email, do you want the white one with the black logo or the black one with the white logo? And then be listening each weekend for your chance to be named, to be drawn, to be a winner, be mugged, if you will, from That Kevin Show. Kevin McCullough coming right back with tonight's New Music Spotlight.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. Kevin Show.
When it comes to the current buzz on the country music charts right now over on Apple iTunes, this one has four songs in the top 20. Ladies and gentlemen, Lainey Wilson.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.